Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jackson takes the snap, fakes the handoff, runs to the right, tucks inside the 10, and he's hit hard at the six-yard line. And he'll be stopped there, but the pickup is enough to give Lamar Jackson the single-season rushing record for a quarterback in NFL history.
Wow.
Welcome to the fresh new page in the record book. That reads only Lamar Jackson. Power formation, double tight ends, backs in the eye. Jackson throws, end zone. Mark Andrews makes the catch, and he's in for the touchdown. He was in the record book. He was out of the record book. He's back in the record book. Lamar Jackson going to the end zone. Hollywood Brown is there. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Hollywood Brown. Fourth and one. Sam Darnold under pressure throws. Incomplete to Jamison Crowder. Broken up by Marlon Humphrey. And once again, the Ravens defense stops the Jets on fourth and one for a second time tonight. RG3 takes the final snap of the game, and that'll do it. As the Ravens defeat the New York Jets 42-21, the final score, the Ravens improved to 12-2 on the season. And with the win, they have captured the AFC North division crown for a second year in a row.
Well, it happened last night, something, honestly, we may never see again, including Lamar Jackson doing this with the amount of carries and everything else. Five more touchdowns last night. That's 33 on the season, number one in the NFL, and broke Michael Vick's rushing record for a quarterback with over 1,100 yards on the season, seven touchdowns. I know you're thinking, what are you talking about when he was at Boynton Beach High School? Or maybe you're talking about when he was at Louisville. And I go, no. He's doing this for the Ravens in the NFL right now. May never again see these numbers that he put up. And he's just – anything that's good for the NFL. Listen, the NFL's taking a beating. I know the sport's popular. But it takes its share of beating, too. You know, this is just a really good story. And it's not just one guy individually. It's the fact that team-wise, they have a 12-2 record. I don't know if anybody saw this coming. The amount of points they score, the yards they average. If you like the old-school game and you still believe the run is important, well, then you're going to love the Ravens because they average over 200 yards a game. You can just go on and on with all the things that he does. I think he's the hottest ticket in sports right now for watching. I think people watch, like Lamar gets ready to play, you want to watch and see if you're going to see something special like last night. Runs eight times for 86 yards. I mean, it's just guys don't run for 10 yards per carry. That doesn't happen. And five touchdown passes. Third time, he's got the two perfect quarterback ratings. I mean, this thing is screaming MVP and crazy numbers. The weirdest part about last night is the jersey swap, and more guys want to have Lamar Jackson's jerseys. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, they're hot right now. I get it. But he gave his game jersey last night that he broke a record with. This is an NFL all-time record. Guy's been running. There's been some good runners in the league, but nobody has done the numbers. Hell, he's fifth in the NFL right now in rushing yards. So he gave his jersey, his game jersey, to a former teammate of his at Louisville. I mean, he could have given him one of the other jerseys, had another guy, hey, bring another jersey out and give it to all these guys.
But he did that with two other guys. Le'Veon Bell and Robbie Anderson both got the white jerseys, Lamar Jackson jersey, signed after the game. And then the video closes out right before he takes off his game jersey. But James Burgess has taken off his jersey to swap with him. So it looks like at this point, the game-worn jersey that he broke the record in, James Burgess either has, or maybe at the end he didn't, but it looks like he's swapping the game jersey he wore with him.
If Burgess got that jersey, and they were, and of course, Burgess from down here went to Homestead High School he's been knocked around the league and has now become a really good linebacker with the Jets. Great story, actually. And they were teammates at Louisville. A whole bunch of those kids, by the way, if you recall the whole story when all the gang went with Teddy, started that Louisville thing, really got that thing rolling here, the South Florida connection. But, yeah, I don't know if Lamar was thinking. I wonder if the PR guy said, hey, Lamar, why don't we give him all these other jerseys and leave the game jersey and you can keep it, or the NFL may be asking for that because that's kind of a – not saying it's a number one record, you know, as far as all-time touchdowns and – all-time, you know, stuff. But for a season, you know, for a quarterback to run for this is not normal. We're used to seeing quarterbacks get hurt. That's the other thing that's crazy about this story. Look how many quarterbacks that just stay in the pocket that have been injured this year.
Right.
This guy not only stays in the pocket, but he's run, I forgot what the count is.
159 times, right.
All right, so he's run 150-something times. And the guy plays every game. Now, how long can he do it? I don't know. I don't really care. But it's been fun. And I will tell you one thing. His head coach does not baby him. Like, no, you're a little banged up? No, I'm fine, coach. All right, well, let's keep it going, man. We got it going here. He doesn't change his offense. He doesn't worry about Lamar getting hurt. And they just keep going. So great night last night. Speaking of great night, we got a big one tonight. This is going to be a lot of fun. LeBron and the Lakers are in town. This will be their only trip here this year. So it's unless they were meeting the finals. Pretty cool, though, because right now the Lakers are 22-3, best record in the NBA. I'm not sure where Milwaukee's right there, too. And the Heat at 18-6. And they're going to be on national TV. So tonight, to me, we know in South Florida because we talk about it so much, Jimmy Butler and all the young guys and all the great stories with all the different guys and guys that haven't been drafted and guys they've taken out of the G League and Santa Cruz and sitting on the beach and having a Mai Tai with his girlfriend. And now we got, we got all kinds of great stories, right, with this team. So this is really the first time tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN, a lot of the country is going to get to go, because you're looking and, you know, every night you talk about the best stories and the Greek Freak and the Clippers and the Lakers and how many did Harden score and we kind of get passed by. But tonight, they'll have a chance to win the way they're playing at home. They're undefeated, the Heat. They'll have a chance to win tonight. And again, the whole country will get, for basketball fans, I don't care if numbers are up or down, but a lot of people get a chance to see this Miami Heat team tonight and see where they are. So it's a great opportunity tonight. I don't know. Listen, you guys asked me, hey, how far can they go and stuff in the playoffs? I don't know, but they're damn good, man. This is – you get to 18-6. It's
not by accident.
No. First of all, they're beating the teams they're supposed to, but they also – they had a great win against Milwaukee on the road. It was a comeback without Jimmy Butler. I mean, they did that. They've beaten the Rockets. And so we'll see. Actually got two games. They got tough games. They got Dallas, too.
Right. Luka's playing out of his mind right now.
And he's a great story, what he's been able to do. So anyway, we'll find out. You know, not a lot of star power with this group. Really good players that play great together. Young guys, it's got a nice combination. It's got a little drama off the side that nobody's even talking about, Deion Waiters' story. But isn't that even make it even more special? That you got a guy acting like a turd and who's been suspended now for a third time in Deion Waiters. And these guys, it doesn't even like affect the team. They don't let whatever's going on off to the side – And they are, it's such a strong locker room. And I gotta believe UD's a big part of this whole thing, keeping this. And they just don't let whatever drama and issues Deion Waiters has with the coach, and you know he's got a bunch with Spoelstra. I don't know if he's taken some shots or any more at Hero. But whatever it is, this team doesn't let anything affect them. And it's not like every team in the league's got a Deion Waiters situation.
No. I mean, come on.
It's not like, hey, who's your Deion? No, like this Deion Waiters thing is.
There's a couple divas around the league probably sitting at the end of the bench, but nothing right now like Deion. Not with the stories coming out about Deion.
I mean, you could write, if you're, you could write a book, a short book, on ways to get kicked off a team,
right,
even with guaranteed money, right?
By Philly cheese.
So he's done. We don't know what the latest is on the insubordination. I'm not sure what it is. He's been suspended, though. He will be 17 to 30 games as this all continues, and a ridiculous amount of money he's losing. It's crazy. Violation of team rules and all the things that he's breaking. And he's got to know Riley didn't play around, and Spoelstra doesn't play around. But we never hear about Spo because Riley just keeps sending out these
right, the statement that he put out.
Statements.
With number of unacceptable incidents this week, culminating with the unprofessional conduct on the bench last night. As a consequence, I feel we have to suspend him. Latest suspension amounts to another $500,000. He's already lost $900,000. The total when the suspension's over is $1.4 million of his $12.1 million salary gone.
So it's obvious to me and everybody else, and I don't want to take away from the game. He doesn't want to be here.
Right.
I think in his mind, he thinks there's a lot of teams out there that want him when he's acting like this. And he knows he's got the guaranteed money. And the union's going to, you know, he's probably got his agent talking union, hey, help me out. And he's breaking rules, and Riley's not going to tolerate it.
Like I read something last night that said Rich Paul, because Rich Paul's his agent, that Rich Paul can come to an agreement with the Miami Heat that he could go home this year and next season still get paid, but it's got to be agreed upon by both sides. That's the only way that the NBAPA will accept it. So if Deion Waiters and his agent come to the Heat and say, you can't trade me, unless you trade me, I don't want to be here anymore, and the Heat could say, take your money and next year's salary and don't come back again.
You know, Riley would trade him right. I mean,
for a bag of peanuts.
We thought it before, but right now, he would trade Deion Waiters to anybody in the league, good, bad, small market, big, anybody, Knicks, anybody out there that would take Deion Waiters, they pay for his flight to get him out. They'd get the jet, the team jet to fly him, and
right,
he could have all the gummy bears on that trip and be out of his friggin' mind in another world.
Right,
we learned don't take too many
because
some
many
of them are really strong.
Right, right.
But he could go anywhere he wants and to get him out of here right now. It's
the problem is there's no team in the NBA that would take
no,
him.
No, nobody wants him.
Even he'd be
Knicks
gone
there's
by
no
now
way the Knicks
he's
would take
toxic
him.
He's toxic.
And all he does is hurt his value every time he does this and gets suspended again and again and again. And then there's a lot of people that think he is never, no shot, going to play in a basketball game again. The question is, does he ever get on a bench again for the Miami Heat? Does he ever sit and get a chance to eat popcorn at the end of a bench again in a Heat uniform?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think he plays another NBA game. I agree with you on that. I don't think he plays.
Here.
Anywhere.
Oh, you don't think anywhere?
Why would any team sign this guy? First of all, he's not even good.
Well, he is.
So that's kind of an issue.
But he can't.
But, like, why would you want this
guy
on your team?
We forgot. It's been a while because of his ankle.
He's not very good, Joe. He has trouble staying healthy, even when he plays, he's a chucker. Like, why would you want him on your team?
Someone might sign him, but he'll never play again for the Heat. I don't think he'll ever sit on the bench.
He ain't helping himself. I don't know if he thinks, like, hey, it's great you're fighting with Riley and giving him and breaking all those team rules. We'd love to have you. We saw what you've done, ripping other players, ripping the coach, and taking gummy bears on a flight with a team and the panic attack. That's the kind of stuff we're looking for in our team.
Right.
We want to add that drama. Deion, that's exactly what we need. Does the agent ever say?
I don't know. It's Rich Paul, remember.
We had a long talk last night about agents ass-kissing overdose on their players to keep them because of the amount of money they make off of them. And this is one of those cases. Do you at some point say, hey, man, what are you doing? It's not like Riley's asking. Riley asks you, show up, practice hard, play hard, and accept whatever role you have. We do it different, but we believe in our culture. We don't have this with a lot of guys. See, now I've already taken away from the game. I got going on this thing, and we got a great basketball game, and not one person at that game's going tonight to watch the Heat and the way those guys who are playing, and LeBron and Anthony Davis to see if one of those guys goes off for a ridiculous or maybe they score 70 together tonight. There's not one person going to that game tonight's going, hey, I wonder if Deion's here. I don't think that's going on. We got to go to break here, man. A lot more stuff to get to. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. I always say this on a Friday. Seriously, I know sometimes it's not easy because a lot of people got a lot of stuff going on in their life, but try not to let anybody mess up a Friday. No matter what's going on, try not to let anybody really screw up the Friday. Not
it hurts the weekend.
Yeah, it just there's no reason. That, yeah. I mean, kick it off, and I'm going back up to New York, same place. Never happened before. Same place, same stadium. 2 weeks in a row.
That's so weird.
Never. I don't know if – I know it's never happened for the Dolphins. I don't know if anybody else, have to be one of the AFC East teams, has ever gone through this where you've made the trip to play the Jets and then the Giants in back-to-back weeks on the road. So going right back up, the same booth. Hopefully same kind of weather because that weather was nice last time we were up there. It wasn't bad at all.
Do you have a go-to meal in New York? Because you get up there a couple times a year, right?
All I know is every restaurant I go to is really good.
No, like when you're walking around on your own, like are you like a cart guy or you like the cart food or do you like the pizza? Like what do you
These
eat up there?
These guys aren't staying in Manhattan.
No, we're not in Manhattan.
They're in Jersey.
You like to walk around in the touristy spots, don't you?
No.
Where are you walking around in Jersey in the touristy spots?
I picture you throwing on your leather jacket, grabbing a slice, and going and watching a show. That's like kind of how I picture it.
Oh, really? I don't want to be the one to break this to you, but the New York Giants and the New York Jets don't play in New York.
Yeah.
They're just called the New York Giants.
No, I understand they play 10 minutes from New York, but they have transportation. But
yeah, they do, but the traffic, and it's a quick trip, man. We get in there in the afternoon. And it's basically, you do have a few time for a few drinks, which is very important. You have dinner. You entertain a little bit. You go to bed, and you get up, and you're on a bus, and you're going to the stadium. Games are at 1. Most of the guys are there between 8 and 9 o'clock. A lot of guys get there 3 or 4 hours before the game. They have different buses that go at different times. I take the early bus over. And that's it, man. Next thing you know, you're on a plane coming home. Yeah, I'm just telling you, I don't want you to think I have time to go to Manhattan and hang out and go
Joe's
down
got
to Broadway.
Selfies in Times Square.
Yeah, or go watch a play and no. Seriously.
Someone just texted in Buffalo started the season 2 weeks on the road at Giants and Jets.
I didn't know that.
But I mean it's obviously a little different there. It's still a plane, whatever it is, the travel, but it's a little different
so
for you guys.
Some of the guys stayed up there and just made a week out of it here because it's late in the year and getting towards the holiday season, which it's great. I mean, I will tell you the city on Saturday night was where I did have dinner last Saturday. It was happening. I mean,
you figured out how to make it into Manhattan.
You wanted to get
quite an
accomplishment. No, we did.
Good for you.
I don't want to do it this week because I sat in traffic for 40 minutes.
You could chop her in.
Yeah. Really? Stephen Ross bringing the chopper to like land it next to
the
restaurant?
If anyone's got a chopper in Manhattan or to get there, it's going to be Stephen Ross. Be
what pretty. Play would you see if you could see one? Like you seem like a Hamilton guy. I think you'd like Hamilton.
Lion King.
So I
Lion
went,
King, good.
The last two times.
Wicked, maybe?
Wicked.
This doesn't say much about me. The last two times that I've gone with my wife to plays in New York, I have dozed off. I'm just telling you. And I know they're great, and I know guys like, hey, we're going to a play. I'm really excited. I really want to see this. And they go, what about you? And I go, nah, I'm just not. I'd rather go to Yankee Stadium and watch a game or if it's that time of year, and if it's not, I'd rather just walk around the city. And
plays are really good, though. You couldn't stay awake for a two-hour play.
No. And I looked over her. She was into it. And she kept hitting me like, oh, my God, are you dozing off?
Well, it's rude to the performers.
Yeah, your
they can
head,
see you.
Your head's like bobbing, you know. And I go, yeah, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just tired.
We got Aladdin there now. If you want to go see that. Beetlejuice.
A lot of people like plays. I'm just not. I'm not.
I hope it's
nothing bad. I just not.
I think you would like Hamilton. There's a lot of rapping in it. I know you like rap.
Okay. I just don't like the place. You like going to plays?
I do.
Okay. You like going to plays?
No.
Okay. So, I mean.
I enjoyed Hamilton very much.
Great.
I think you would like it.
All right. You think I'd like it?
No, I just happen to think you would like it. There's a lot of rhyming, a lot of rapping. That's kind of like right up your alley.
I'd rather for 2 hours walk around and eat street hot dogs.
Yeah, me too.
And pretzels.
Hey, I'd rather go down to Chinatown and get those knockoff purses
to
get for the girls.
Get a new Breitling watch.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Louis.
And they take you into these little rooms in the back. I go, is this safe, man? $20.
There's no way that's safe. There's no way it's
safe. Looks close enough to the real thing that cost $1,000.
You got to walk up a flight of stairs.
Yeah. And they're looking around. Right, like you're going to get busted.
There's a lookout guy.
I'm wondering if I'm going to get in the middle of a sting.
No, that's it. If you ever been through that, you were always worried about you being part of that sting.
Yeah, at this point, though, I just enjoy anything around the hotel. I really do. They're fast trips is all I'm telling you, Hollywood. I don't know why you thought I was going to be like, down going to a play.
The best of the fact that people are texting in Hollywood is wrong. It's definitely not 10 minutes away from where you are into the city. It's at least an hour away. And it's called traffic also.
Yeah, the traffic is. Tell you what, Saturday night, traffic doesn't
Can't you take a subway?
No!
Ubercopter, someone said.
Ubercopter.
Well, you can take a subway. I assume you choose not to, but.
I don't know where it goes. Like Hollywood.
Joe doesn't look like a
subway. We don't want you getting jumped in that leather jacket.
Why are you trying to bait me and bust my chops? I just don't like. You're asking me where I'm going to hang out in the city tomorrow night. I'm just saying I'm not. I'm going to hang around that hotel as much as possible.
That hotel
and the hotel has a bar.
And a restaurant.
And the bar has games.
All right. I could see.
I just think like if the whole Dolphins crew is like, hey, let's go see Hamilton. Like you'd go. And you'd enjoy yourself.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you.
I think you're wrong.
The guys don't go to plays.
I think Joe would rather
catch a matinee.
I'm not up there. Like, well, I don't know what you don't understand about this trip. I let me explain. We are in and out of there like in 30 hours. It's in from the time you land to the time you take off and get home. I'm going to leave tomorrow at 2, and I'm going to be home the following night at 9. It's a really fast trip, man. It's not a time where you
go out. If you have a passion for the arts, you could sneak it in.
Oh, God.
Two quick texts for you. I would rather drag my you-know-what across a bed of razor blades than go to a play. And the next one said, this is Splib. This guy Hollywood couldn't get you-know-what on Sex Island. Joe's more of a Cats guy, by the way. Would you go see Cats?
I think I just pass.
Right.
I've gone because it was important to my wife. And I am into, it's not just about me. It's about... She really wanted to go, and she got great tickets, and she was excited, and I went, and I'm just telling you, I dozed off in both of them. I couldn't wait for the break where you can go up and grab something to drink.
Intermission.
Yes.
Yeah. The break?
The break.
Halftime?
Halftime. Horndog just texted, and I got suckered into going to play on a bleeping couple's date night a couple of months ago. Fellas, I was sleeping and snoring within 20 minutes of the play. My wife was so bleeping pissed at me. She should know better.
So we walked out. And we were walking out of the one play. I still remember like yesterday. And she goes, I go, how was it? And she goes, oh, my God. She goes, it's so embarrassing. People around us are so into it. And people are looking at you as you were dozing off. I go, did I snore?
That'd be my worst fear.
No,
I'm sure I snore like a lawnmower.
Because I was fighting it. I was fighting it hard. And I was like, oh, man. And I know I know people like it. It's just that we all like different things. So this is not me ripping it. I couldn't wait to get out of there, man.
Well, someone just texted in, Times Square to MetLife is only 9 miles. With no traffic, it's 10 minutes. Maybe Hollywood is right. Is there no traffic?
Okay, there you go.
I just want to say I based that on nothing. I've never made that drive. I have no idea
It was a pretty good guess.
It's just
by
a guess.
Though, right?
I assume they were close.
If it's 9 miles, that's fine, but... And they got
Joe always makes his way into the city, so I just assume they were close.
We do go to the city a lot for a dinner.
And a show.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hamilton's coming to Miami in a couple months. If you really want to see it.
We got to go to break. We got Brandon Lang. You know what? You've become very annoying. You've gone Friday annoying on me. Brandon Lang, you're going to help us pick some winners, man. Help us pick some winners. Just as long as he doesn't talk about any players that are dead, and he's glad they're dead because they hurt him. He lost a lot of money on our parent company. That's all. Anything else? Any strip clubs he likes, I'm good.
Yeah.
Or any of that. Just
he's a strip club
anything
connoisseur.
Come from that complaint, by the way?
Biff got in trouble.
Did that guy get to the top or no?
Somebody got to the top because she had something. She asked me about it. Yeah. I just said, we didn't say anything. Yeah. I said somebody said something about quarterback that had a wife and a girlfriend and wasn't big about the deal. And
I blame Biff.
Passed. Yeah. All right, we got to go to break here before somehow we find a way to get in more trouble.
Well, if we're going to get any trouble, it's going to be in this next segment.
I will just tell you this.
All right, we're going to jump on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Brandon Lang going to join us from BrandonLang.com and host of Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network. Good morning, Brandon. Happy Friday.
I'm reading this article online about Baker Mayfield and what gives him the chip on his shoulder. And there's the stories of different people. And he says, and they talk about the feud with Hugh Jackson. And they said, what you probably don't know, Hugh Jackson isn't coaching, but he's available to send personalized messages via the website Cameo for a fee of $50.
I saw it.
Jackson has almost a perfect 4.8 star rating in his review. Oh my God. Oh, I got to get into that. I just, for 50 bucks, you can do a little Cameo and tell a couple stories, tell good jokes. Pull a couple strippers from booby trap, put them on each lap, and I think my review will be 5.0. I won't get no 4.8 because, believe me, the strippers that will be on my knee will be a little better than the average stripper. I mean, really? I'm going to pay $50 to see Hugh Jackson talk about what? Hey, how you doing?
He sends like a happy birthday wish or like a happy anniversary wish. I've seen that before.
He could talk about his HBO experience.
Right, right.
Yeah, Hard Knocks. That would be.
Oh my God! I want to pay $50 to have Hugh Jackson, the most losing coach in NFL history, to wish me happy birthday.
That's it. I think I found your birthday present, Brandon. I think I know what I'm sending you now. That's
man.
It.
That is,
oh, wow. My God.
That is good.
That's what we're coming. This whole personal media thing, boys, we're in trouble. That's a great idea. I'm going to Radio Row this year. At night, I'm going down to the booby trap, put one of those radio tents you have out front, be Lang, $50 Cameo, and just be parading strippers. Boom.
You'll be loading it up, man.
Wow.
Sing happy birthday to little Richie in Spanish. All right, let's go, boys.
You're on a roll. All right, hey, let's get in some good games. Let's start with the good games. Houston, Tennessee, all of a sudden the Ryan Tannehill story. Everybody's talking about both these teams at 8-5. Tennessee has caught up to the Texans. The first of two games coming up. What happens in this one?
You know, it's funny. I'm watching that game last night, and I don't like to lay points. And I laid the number for a couple of reasons. I laid the number because of the way the Ravens beat the Texans 41-7, pretty much just shut down Deshaun Watson. The way the Jets lost 22-7 at Cincinnati, lose to an 0-11 team, I'm like, there's just no way that they're going to be able to compete in this game. I love the over, too, by the way, but I was surprised at how well the Jets moved the ball against the Ravens. And so I bring that up, not to say that I had the winner, but because he had to sweat bullets all the way through the whole stinking game. Block punt, I'm up 29 in the fourth quarter, block punt 22. They get the ball back, I got to sweat a 4th-and-1. My God, that was ridiculous. If the Jets were able to move the ball on the Ravens the way they did, scoring, you know, up and down the field, they could have put 30 on them.
Yes.
How many? They missed a 4th-and-2 at the goal line,
right.
Late 4th-and-1, another 4th-and-1 in Ravens territory. How does Houston only score 7 with Deshaun Watson and that receiving core and Hopkins? And do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It just, I know it's a short week. I know there's some alarms going off for me with Houston. And you can't argue Ryan Tannehill being 6-1 straight up and against the spread. since taking over that offense. That's one team going in one direction. I think the right side against Tennessee.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because that's they play each other twice in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And it'll be the division on the line when these guys play. Ryan Tannehill.
By the way, for your listeners out there that play totals, every game that Ryan Tannehill has started, all 7 have gone over, and the Texans have gone over 7 of their last 8 on the road. So
interesting.
Going over, and the home teams covered the last 6 in the series. So you might have a nice little Tennessee and over teaser there as well.
Bills at Steelers. And playing obviously for playoffs here for a chance not win division, but well maybe for the Bills but playoffs. What are your thoughts on this one?
This is a tough.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spot for Buffalo. You got New England on deck. You come off a heart-wrenching loss at home to Baltimore, and now you got to roll into one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. For me, I just think Pittsburgh's too tough at home. I do. I don't think Josh Allen can. If you can't beat the Ravens at home, I don't know how you're going to go down there against that Pittsburgh defense in that building. Baker Mayfield couldn't do it. Rams couldn't do it. Can Josh Allen do it? I mean, I know you had a nice win on Thanksgiving, but Pittsburgh went down there. That defense is playing unbelievable. I wasn't a Mike Tomlin fan. But I'm a Mike Tomlin fan now with what he's done. And he's him and Kyle Shanahan, coach of the year. But Tomlin more so than Shanahan. I like Pittsburgh minus the points.
Brandon, I want to jump to college football real quick. I know we're 2 weeks out from the Final Four of the playoffs. LSU, Oklahoma, OSU, and Clemson. What do you like in those two? Your early kind of like on that when you saw those two matchups?
Clemson, and more Clemson.
Really?
If you look at who Ohio State has played this year, when you get off the air, or you're done with your show today, just pull up Ohio State's schedule and really look at who they've played. Because the only real teams they've played all year, Penn State, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
Right.
That's it. Throw Michigan out. They bury Michigan every year, so throw that out. Look at Wisconsin, the second meeting. First meeting was in Ohio State, in the rain, in the cold. It was a 10-7 game early third quarter. A couple turnovers got out of hand. Wisconsin punched them in the mouth in the Big Ten championship game, and Penn State punched them in the mouth. You got a true freshman, because technically redshirt freshman at quarterback, playing the biggest game of his life, and you have a coach where Daddy Urban Meyer's not there to hold your hand. And you got a guy in Dabo Sweeney. You got a Clemson team that has been disrespected all year long, that is playing in a game that they're comfortable in. Comfortable. Every player on that team is playing in a game of this magnitude. Every single one. Your quarterback, your offensive line, your defense, their receivers, 6'5", 6'6", 6'4". If you sit back and watch Clemson play, they had one game at North Carolina. Okay, they sleptwalked through it. 50-50, 50-50, 60-50. Boys, that line should be 7.
Wow.
They're going to blow them out. And Ohio State has never beaten them.
You're not worried
coaching
about
advantage, quarterback advantage.
Yeah. You're not worried about Clemson's schedule, the ACC, though, which has been really down. You're not worried about those wins, huh?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
They are. I'm not, because look at Ohio State's wins. So you're comparing, you know, comparing apples to oranges. You can say, well, Clemson didn't play anybody. Well, neither did Ohio State. And let me say this. Every year we see it. The Big Ten is overrated. Do we not? We say it every year.
I you know what? Everybody thinks this Ohio State team's real. Hey, listen, I want to see how this turns out. I think it's going to be a great game, but maybe.
I like Clemson beats them and beats them soundly.
What about other side? What about Oklahoma and LSU?
Over, more over, and more over, and more over.
Yeah.
The over-under of how many strippers I'm going to hit on at radio while I'm in Miami for that week and a half, so I'm playing golf for a few days. 20, and I'd play the over. It's over-unders.
I actually set it at 19.5, so that's good. You already got the over on that. You know, I set it at 19.5.
Mirage, some guy from Texas just bet it at the Mirage. It's up to 24. I think it's 75 now. They're going to go over 80 because there's nothing Oklahoma is not going to be able to do to stop LSU from scoring 50. Nothing.
Yep.
They're scoring 50. If Kansas State can get 46 or 48, LSU's getting 50. Mm. So there we go.
Hey, give us a game you really like this week for the NFL, just overall. We hit you with some of the sexy games, a game you feel real strongly about.
Atlanta plus the points over the Niners.
Wow.
Think about it's almost like the Niners. They went out with a porn star against the Ravens. They went out with a porn star, the win over the Saints. The way they went to the AVN Awards and won an award in beating the Saints. Now they got to come back home and get up after being away for 2 weeks to face who? The girl with the glasses at Starbucks? Guys, it ain't happening, man. You were just at the AVNs last week. Now you're looking at the girl taking your caramel macchiato at Starbucks.
Barista. I think it's called a barista, right? That's it, yeah.
The barista. Barista. It's just not happening, boys.
Oh, God, Brandon, you are the best. I can't wait till you're down here for Radio Row.
You know, I'm glad you don't live down here. You're coming for the Super Bowl, but it's kind of a good idea that you're not down here full time. Oh, my God.
No,
it scares me that you know every place down here. That's the scary part.
Bro, I've done some deep, deep Beverly Hills Cop undercover work. Axel Foley going deep undercover.
I think we should intro you with that music every week. That's it.
You could because there's been some Star Trek moments in Miami for me in my single days. I went where no man has gone before.
Oh, Brandon, you are the best. We'll talk to you again next week. We are looking forward to you being down here for that week and a half of Radio Row.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, guys, be good.
All right, that's Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com, host of the Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network. And we'll be down here for a week plus during the Radio Row.
His love for strip clubs is
unmatched.
Wow. And he knows where they all are. And he knows the talent in
all
everyone.
The names,
just
everything.
Tells you everything.
You surprised real quickly before we go to break, the Clemson? He loves Clemson. I mean, loves Clemson.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yep. I don't know. Everybody's raving about Ohio State being. It's one of the best teams they've ever had. Urban loaded this up for the new coach, but Clemson's – I don't think Clemson's scheduled. It's just ACC is just – I don't know. He said don't pay attention. We'll see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.